Good morning. The scripture reading this morning will be from Matthew chapter 25 and verses 34 through 40. Matthew 25, 34 through 40. Then the king will say to those on his right, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me." Then the righteous will answer him, saying, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? And when did we see you as a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? And when did we see you sick or in prison and visit you?" And the king will answer them, "Truly I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of these my brothers, you did it to me."
Well, good morning, church family and friends. Usually at this time, I do the preaching. We've had really a full week. All started actually last Monday. And been working with Ken Leonard and Mike Lewis from Churches of Christ, disaster relief effort out of Nashville, Tennessee. If you will recall, Mike came down and addressed us here on Wednesday night. A fantastic group of Christians from several congregations here in town met at Tri-Lakes on Tuesday evening of this past week. Last year, if you will recall, Mountain View helped and assisted with the Waldo Canyon fire. It was a daunting task just to assist. It was an honor and privilege to do that, to work with our brethren together for the good of others. At that meeting at Tri-Lakes, the way it turned out was I opened my big mouth. And Ralph followed me in. Mountain View accepted the leadership role in coordinating the relief effort for those who have gone through and are still going through what happened because of the fires in Black Forest. We knew at the start it was going to be a big task, bigger than Waldo was. And since then, we have been joined by the brethren at Pikes Peak and their elders, the brethren at Tri-Lakes and their elders, and also we have been joined by the Castle Rock congregation and their elders, and we have been assisted by other individuals from other sister congregations, including our brethren over at Eastside. If you will recall, last year they were the leaders in that. And now we have taken on this task. It's the biggest task, I think, to date that Mountain View has ever been a part of or has had a leadership role in trying to accomplish. We owe a great debt to many, many people for making all of this happen. We have a presence, a registered presence down at the Disaster Assistance Center 1675 Garden of the Gods Road, which is an El Paso County building. And there we have been working along with others, Lisa and Herman Hanner, Judith, many, many other volunteers have come from sister congregations to make this all happen so that we can provide the kind of assistance that people are looking for and maybe not even know they need at this time. And I know for a fact that we have registered at least 80 or more families and individuals who have come through the Disaster Assistance Center. That will close coming this Friday. We have since then opened up a disaster distribution center at the Chapel Hills Mall. And I've been working closely with Don Chrisman, who has been the main mover and shaker in getting all this to happen. You have no idea how many people it involved, people who have offered assistance. Our own brother Brian Bowers have put us in contact with people at the post office from Denver, FedEx, all kinds of transportation groups who were willing to be a part of a backup plan if getting the distribution center set up at the old Borders bookstore in Chapel Hills Mall didn't work. It happened. And I'm going to stop here, and I'm going to invite Don Chrisman to come up and tug at your heartstrings this morning and tell you what's all been going on. He and Roger Stepanek have been very instrumental in getting things going, but Don is, he surprised me. He really surprised me. I didn't know you could get so much out of a guy who's just said, well, we'll help with benevolence here at Mountain View, he and Roger, and boy, did we throw them in at the deep end. So Don, come on up. It's all yours. You're welcome.
He did open his mouth. Thank you all, everybody that's volunteered so far and everybody that is going to volunteer. Oh, yes, you are. I've got a story about some notes one time. Years ago, it's been about 18 years, I guess. And I was up at Torrance, California, preaching. And I got up and I made my sermon. And I got everything ready to go, and I folded my notes, and I put them in my Bible, and I was set. And we took off across the city of L.A. and got to Torrance, and I got up to preach, and I opened my Bible, and there are no notes. My daughter, at in a year and a half, decided I didn't need them. So she pulled them out and threw them under the table. I found them when I got home, but they're good to have. Okay, luckily she's in Florida right now, so I don't have to worry about it. And I've got to get my cheaters out, because I do have a verse for you that I'd like to read. And it's in James chapter 4, starting in verse 13. Now listen, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go to this or that city, spend a year there, carry on business, and make money. Why do you do not even know what will happen tomorrow. What appears, what is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if it's the Lord's will, we will go live and do this or that. As it is, you boast and brag. All such boasting is evil. Anyone then who knows the good he ought to do and doesn't do it sins. So, I'll start with that one. I want to talk to you this morning about... Let me get this right, because I don't want to mess this up. I want to talk to you about praying for us. And I want to talk to you about taking your time and how much your time is. And I realize that time is the most valuable thing. Because you don't spend your time. It spends itself. And you don't get it back. I'm going to ask you to open your wallet. And I'm going to tug on your heartstrings and ask you, if you would, to open your wallet and help out. Lastly, I will ask you to pray that this work is the glory of God, not ours. If we are able, or if we are going to be able to do everything that we set out to do today, and the rest of this month or longer, there's one thing that really sticks in my mind, and that is if we can save one soul.
That's right.
Everything we've done today and for the rest of this month and for the last week is worth it. Everything.
Amen.
So that's where we're headed. And so I'm going to talk to you about prayer, and we need a lot of it. So I'm going to ask you to pray for us. And I see there's some pictures on here behind me. Roger was nice enough to set up this little deal. He gave me a time limit of 8 to 10 minutes. So I'm going to ask you, pray without ceasing. And pray for us. If that's all you volunteer, that's fine with me. We need your time. We need a lot of it. We need you to sign up. And Shelley is going to be in the back of the auditorium this morning after services. And she's got some helpers that are going to be back there. And we need to sign up and fill up some slots over at the distribution center. It's going to be important that we have coverage. Yesterday, at the beginning, it hit pretty heavy. And we had a lot of people. And at the end of the day, we didn't have so many people. And so it's going to go up and down. But if you volunteer for a time, and there's, you know, it's not very busy, I don't have a problem if a few of you take off and, you know, spend your time on you. But if it is busy, and I hope it is, I hope we give everything away, and I hope we get another truck in, and I hope we get another truck after that. I think this is a good work, and I think you all would agree if you go over there and you sit in front of someone across the table and you see the pain that they're going through, and you can actually help and you can actually talk to them. And I know it is good work. In some of these instances, you don't even have to do anything except give them a hug. I mean, if you walk up, give them a hug, say we're here, it's good stuff. If you don't want to volunteer your time, actually, if you want to volunteer your time, and you want to volunteer your money, that would be good. We have given out, to date, almost $2,000 in Walmart gift cards. $20 a card. And I told Jordan that I was going to have everybody stand up, but you don't really even have to stand up. If you just hold your arms out like this, and you were in a fire, that's exactly what you have. That's all your belongings. There's not much there. So one thing is going to help. And we have the means and the time and the money to make sure that we can fill your arms and fill our neighbors' arms. It's going to be really important. Connie and I were talking about how this all came together yesterday. And to get the insurance, to get the building space, to get everything set up, happened in a day and a half. If you don't think God was a part of that, you're crazy. He was a part. From the first phone call that I made, it was a yes. I got a hold of Connie. I said, hey, we need insurance. We need this to happen. She says, I'll call the insurance company. We had it. It all happened right away. Saturday morning when we went to unload the truck with about 35 volunteers, it was unloaded and ready to go all set out and lined up in less than an hour. It's pretty cool stuff. And God has a big hand in this. And I know that if we can, and everybody signs up, did you tell them the doors are locked? Okay. So the doors are all locked right now. That's why we're doing this early. You can't go anywhere until you sign up. Sorry. It's just the way it is. I'm just kidding. It's going to be important that we do this work. And I don't know where we're at, but we're doing some work right there. And I think you're going to have the ending photo here pretty quick. It's going to be all of us standing in front of that disaster relief truck. And that disaster relief truck wants to come back. It wants to show up on our doorstep, and we want to unload it again. And we want to continue to help. The last thing that I have for you is I tried my hardest to get into the media and to get them to do stuff in the media for us. And it just doesn't seem like they want to. And I went to the newspaper. I know there was some stuff online. I went to the news stations. I haven't seen anything. So what I'm going to ask is Facebook your friends if you Facebook. If you don't, email all your friends. If you don't, talk to all your friends. But get the word out. We're at the Chapel Hills Mall, and we're ready to help. And we're not here to help victims. We're here to help our neighbors. These are the people that live with us in our community. And that's important. They're not victims. They're our neighbors. If you have a desire to give some money, that's fine. You can see either Roger or myself, and we're going to take that money that you give us, and we're just going to get Walmart cards with it. And that's all. So hopefully, I would rather have your time than your money, but hopefully if you have some money and you want to do that, that's where that money's going to go. Straight to Walmart cards, and it'll go to shoes, to gloves, to whatever they need. But it'll go to the neighbors that we have up north. Okay? And that's about all I have, because I know I'm almost out of time.
Can we leave that picture up, please?
We can, for just a few minutes. I think it runs for 2 minutes, he said. I had to be done quick.
Right.
If you have any questions, please feel free to ask me. Gordon does have the number, but I'll give it to you. 719-602-1601. 719-602-1601 is the disaster number. It will ring to a few of us in the congregation. So if anybody needs to call us, have them call that number, and we will definitely get back to them and get the stuff that they need.
Thank you, Don. We've been passing out a little tract that I put together several years ago. It's called Hope. Hope is more than just a word. This is what we've been passing out. We've printed it in yellow. Hope is more than just a word. James 2:16 says that we can tell people, you know, peace, be warmed and filled. But if there are no actions behind those words, they ring void. Yesterday, we met people in various stages of shock. We cried. We hugged. We prayed. Hope is a trite little word if it doesn't really say something in a concrete way. We tried to say that in the spirit of Matthew 25 and verse 40, as much as you have done it to the least of these, my brethren, you were doing that to me. We gave out water, we gave out food boxes, we gave out personal hygiene boxes, we gave out infant boxes, we gave out box fans. When we said box fans, the people said, "You got box fans?" They were just so glad. Cleaning supply. Mops, brooms, rakes, shovels, masks, gloves, candy. One lady came down from the Hallmark store with boxes of soft toys and books for the children. She even passed out little stickers with her name and the shop address on it, and she said, when it comes Christmas time, you bring this little sticker and we will give you your first family ornament for your Christmas tree this year. People want to get back into their homes if they have a home to get back into. We want to help them do that. We want to help them clear away the debris. We want to help them get back to a place that gives them some hope. We also want to help them to find a spiritual home, an eternal home. And that's what it's all about, folks. Yesterday, Judas and I came home and we sat like the rest of you did. We came down to the distribution center and also worked at the disaster assistance center. We were emotionally drained. Holy Spirit's going to really have to help us on this. And we need more helping hands to keep it going. No one congregation or one person is more important than another. It's all for God. It's all for Jesus. And it's all about helping our neighbor. We've already learned to use different language. We're stopping using the language victim or a survivor. We're talking about just our neighbors who've been affected greatly by these fires. So please pray. Please give. Please help. Please hold our arms up so that God can be glorified. There is someone here this morning that is not a child of God. I bring to you the message of Christ. Come and repent of your sins if you haven't done so. Come and confess Jesus Christ to be the Son of the living God. And come and be baptized if you haven't done so already for the remission of your sins. We want people to get back to home. But really, our mission is to get people into their spiritual home called heaven. Won't you come while together we stand and we sing?
We have heard the joyful sound, Jesus said.